Coach Glenn O'Neill joins us here post-game. And have you gotten that big breath taken yet, Coach?
Yeah, I took the breath. It's nice. Kids really sucked it up and had a lot of guys come in and make plays that, you know, probably weren't counted on to make plays before the game.
You know, it was really great of your team. You give up the touchdown, 7-0, then you're down 14-7. Those drives in the first half, you guys did a great job of answering back and then getting the lead right before halftime.
That was big. You know, Brett made a good throw. Chris went, I think it was Chris down there, went after the ball. Trey said he could get it in, and, you know, it cost him the second half. Probably, you know, a little slight separation of the shoulder. But, you know, he got the ball in. No, we got a chance to go up 2 touchdowns to start the second half and fumble. And then, you know, I thought we could get a half yard, and, you know, they made a line call to go outside instead of inside, and, you know, it blew up in our face. You know, come back, and the kids showed a lot of grit to come back and overcome some bad coaching right there.
Well, they came back, and how about the drive? The drive of the season so far, the 90, it started your own 9, you go 89 yards of the 91 and set up for the game-winning field goal, but that was set up by that big 37-yard pass play to Strine, and how he caught that through traffic, I don't know.
That was a great catch. Man, he's an athlete. Let him go get the ball. I mean, we tried a couple times, and, you know, they had pretty good coverage, and a couple other times, you know, we got the ball through, and, you know, it's, you know, we talked about before the season, we got 2 guys at quarterback that can make plays, and, you know, Trey played well the first half, and Brett came in and played real well in the second half, so. You know, without either one of them, you know, we don't win that. You know, so, you know, it kind of hurt us on that defensive end. You know, Heath Tucker, we've always said he's probably one of the best players in Southwest Kansas in the open field. And, you know, he come back and shoot, he probably ran for 300 yards tonight, it seemed like. So, you know, credit to Coach Johnson and his kids come back from a tough loss last week to come back and, you know, play at home in front of home crowd and, you know, very physical game. And, you know, no love lost either way probably. You know, we got a lot of kids that are friends each way. But, you know, once you step on the field, you know, that black and blue of, you know, the other teams kind of take control and, you know, they be buddies after the game. You know, we got a lot of kids. I mean, you know, Heath and Trey travel a lot over the summer together with the AAU. Some of the other kids, you know, played some basketball together younger, like Sloan and, you know, Chance and, you know, some of those guys. So, you know, a very heated game, but at the same time, you know, we had a lot of kids make plays both ways.
Well, next week, hit the road once again. It's Ulysses, and they had a big win tonight over Colby. And Ulysses is going to be a good challenge for you guys next week.
Oh, definitely. The next 3 weeks are big challenges. You know, we knew that coming in. You know, you got Ulysses and Goodland and Hugoton, all those 3 teams right there. A lot of seniors, a lot of big, strong kids. And, you know, the main thing for us is to get healed up so we can go, put a first group out there. You know, that's the main thing. So, you know, we're going to enjoy this win, you know, for till Sunday. And then, you know, coaches be at work before Sunday on the Ulysses stuff. But, you know, Holcomb's a tough team. We knew it coming in they were going to be a tough team. You know, how about our exchange kid with, you know, kind of ice water in the veins and takes off running across the field like he scored a soccer goal. So.
Yeah, what a great kick by him and great poise under pressure. And, Coach, once again, congratulations getting the 3-0 on the year. And talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.